Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's time for another Trim Healthy podcast. The band is back together. You haven't experienced it, but we have. We've been chilling off last week, but we're chilling back on this week. And it's, of course, your good friends, Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we can't wait to hang with you today. And I think Serene's got some goods already queued up. Go, Serene.
Yeah, we got a good
name for it.
It's called, you know how we always had potty meat and then we called it potty fodder. And then just before we started here, Dan is like pod fod. Forever, I feel like that should be the name of good stuff we bring. You didn't even announce that John and Leslie are back in the room today.
What do you mean back?
Well, for a while, Les was out of here. She was in the good old UK.
I don't pay attention to
things. No. And then,
yes,
you know.
Yes, you do. You didn't see the great pics all the way through Brit.
He was not important enough to send to. Leslie just sent
them
to us.
Oh, you were part of that little thread. Thread of
species. I guess
species.
I just learned about a thread that's out there somewhere. Is there some text thread with only cool people on it?
Yes.
Yeah, us cool three, hey.
John, are you on it?
No boys allowed.
Why isn't John and I on the thread?
You're only good enough for the pod.
I'm just the pod thread fod.
Okay, Serene, bring us from pod fod, girl.
Okay, so mates, hey, I was off at the Smokies. That's where I've been.
I know.
Pearl was off at the Cancun. I'm actually not one that goes off.
No, too much.
Yeah.
Except when you do, you go to Florida once a year and you pack your whole house.
Yes,
yeah,
but I went to the Smokies. It was so super fun. And I met one of you wonderfuls that listens to the potty.
Did you? I met a Trim Healthy Mama too.
I did.
On the ship.
So shout out to my wonderful friend that I met on Anakista Hill in the Smoky Mountains. A wonderful Trim Healthy Mama. And boy, it was great to meet you.
Guess what? Because I like going cruising, right? Yeah. And I always love to meet Trim Healthy Mamas on cruises.
Yeah, except
but
for
I
when
always
you're
sort
having
of
a
love
cheat.
To not.
Because when you're having a cheat.
Because I just feel like I'll be watched from that time forward. And I do great on cruises. There's so much
back,
you can
Pearl.
Eat.
Yes. Have your salad.
Have your salad. Do not eat a white roll. Whatever you do, don't go for that dessert. It's always in the head. Somebody's watching
me.
Hey,
my wonderful Trim Healthy Mama friend met me drinking a Yuck Yum.
Oh, so you were perfect.
I was perfect. I'm just teasing. But my husband was eating a barbecue sandwich with the rest of the children that he, poisoned.
With barbecue?
Yeah.
Maybe it was all natural.
I'm like, Yuck Yum can save your money. I'm the top of that Anakista tourist trap. Your barbecue sandwich was $15 a pop.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
And you got 10 children?
You ever had a proper barbecue sandwich?
I was like, didn't you want me to pack Yuck Yum for all of you? And he's like, just let's have
Serene
a break,
would.
Shall
she
we?
Would happily spend an hour and a half packing Yuck Yum or homemade sandwiches for the whole family.
I was desperate. I was trying to slice up that sourdough bread and they were locking up the
bread.
They
were like, Mum, stop. Just stop. Let us eat a barbecue sandwich.
Anyway, onto the fod. The pod fod. That's what Danny's called it now. Pod fod. Did we already say that while I was looking for my verse?
Oh,
great. Okay, so I was having a little bit of a read in the fluff car. Because we actually borrowed, it wasn't a car, it was actually a wonderful, what are those high things called? It was a black Sprinter. Are they Sprinters?
Oh, you borrowed our Sprinter.
You know why. It's never
you
been borrowed.
You called it a fluff car?
Well, I'm about to tell you why. Okay. So
it's a Sprinter van.
It's wonderful. And no one else has been able to borrow it. And then when Grandad saw us driving down the road, he was like, I can't believe it. We've all tried to borrow that thing. But you know why we got it? Because we took their golden girl. Autumn, their youngest, she wanted to come along and we thought, boy, this is our ticket. We've never asked to borrow a girl, but we're going to drive their daughter safely down. So they let us borrow
it. As long as Charlie thinks that any one of our offspring is going to be safe, he says yes.
The black shiny Sprinter was our vehicle and so we filled it.
Mm.
And of course, it was cold, so you don't have the windows down. You know, it's at that time of year you keep them tight and shut. And there was some fuffs going on.
Fletchers?
Fletchers, but we call them fluffs in our family, but my little baby who does a lot of them, she can only say fluff.
Why is this part of the story?
Yeah, and
well,
why?
It is because I was trying to do a little Bible reading and in the car on the way down, but there were so many fluffs. I just couldn't focus. So I only got one verse in. But this one verse, I had to put the Bible down and I just had to think about the one verse. I didn't have any other verses to ponder because of the fluffs.
You're turning everybody off the Trim Healthy Mama lifestyle because they're going to think, I don't want to turn my car into a fluff car.
No, it's not the Trim Healthy Mama. It's my little boy, Remy. He just has.
Fluff wagon.
It's just part of the stuff. And I'm dealing with that now. I'm working with somebody who thinks that maybe some of his things may be from the gut.
Right.
So we're going to clean the gut out.
Okay.
Yes. And interesting, just to let you guys know, if you have a child who has maybe some things you're wondering that are just a little bit strange, like maybe they're not like some of my other children. And I'm not saying necessarily autistic or Asperger's or whatever, but just something that might be just a little bit odd.
Yeah.
This doctor that I'm working with, he said that a lot of times there can be bacteria that as it ferments and as it lets, like it gases off, I suppose, it can kind of drug the brain.
Right.
And so that's what we're working with now. But I noticed the fuffs.
Right.
Yes.
It drugs the brain?
Well, it affects the brain. It can almost be like a toxin to the brain, certain bacteria.
The inhalation of the gas?
No, because that means we'd all be having issues.
Leslie wants us to get back on track.
No, but the point is instead of having my good, like, chapter read or whatever, I just got to the first verse.
Okay.
But the great thing about that, people, is it really spoke to me, that one verse. I've always just moved on past. Mm. But it was chapter 14 of Proverbs, and it said, "The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down." And I've always kind of known what that means. You know, I always kind of like get reminded of that verse when I'm just yelling and screaming and having a big nag trip.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know what? I'm tearing my family down. I'm tearing my house down. I'm not being a wise woman. But I started thinking of it in a different light because I had all this time. And I was realizing the wisest of women builds her house. The word house in Hebrew can often be also translated church or tent, like your tent, your human vessel. Body, your vessel, vessel, house.
I see where you're going.
And so I'm like, the wisest of women builds her house. I'm like, whoa, this is a whole new thought here. Party listeners, the wisest of women builds her house. So this whole Trim Healthy Mama journey, it's wise. You're thinking of building your house. And then the second part of the verse is, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Now, I think it's okay, you know, to have a barbecue sandwich on the Anakista tourist trap.
Oh, do you really?
But.
Because I don't believe it.
People, if you're stopping by Piggly Wigs, you know, on the way home from work or on the way home from volleyball or whatever you're doing with your family. Yeah. And you're just like chowing down. Maybe you're tearing down your house.
Maybe
you're not the wisest of women in those moments. Pearl, Danny, take it away. I just put that out there for you.
Give the balance, Pearl, because I can see the shame.
Hey,
the shame
we want to build this stuff first.
No, I feel like Serene's right. I'm not gonna go to the other extreme and build a balance because I think she's right. That's what this whole journey is about. And anyone who's listening is attempting to be wise and build their house. But I think thinking of it in that way, it's not just this whole journey is not just about. Okay, getting to a certain goal weight, or man, having to do the right thing, or thinking about what we're missing out on, or trying all these new recipes and doing a menu for 2 weeks. Okay, that's all very secondary. The first thing is being wise about taking care of this vessel we've been given, this house. And if we're not doing that, okay, we are foolish. I have no... I can't say anything against that, Dan. It's just what it is.
And I want to just say another thing I get to think about with the building is, you know, my building projects in the literal with my home, my literal home, they take their good old time.
Yeah, they do.
You know, my husband's an incredible builder, but he's a man of many projects, let's put it that way. Man of many houses that he's building. And so it takes its time, and I want you guys to know it's the sustainable approach is a long-term approach.
Yeah, builds. Look at that word, builds, right? It's continual. Mm-hmm. It didn't say the wise woman built her house. It's builds.
You can build it so fast that you're building it on the sand.
Well, it's builds every day. When does it stop? It never says she builds it and then it's done. Builds. It's continual. The wise woman builds. It's constant.
Now that's good,
it's keeping on going.
That's good. And what I was saying, which wasn't as good as what you said just then, I wish I hadn't interrupted because that was such a good point. But just backing track to my interruption, giving a bit of limelight to my interruption. When we build so fast, we don't build it with a sustainable mindset. We build on the sand.
Yeah.
That's going to fall. It's like 30 days and I just want to get into those jeans for, you know, whatever.
So true, Serena. I mean, the story of, I know, okay, so we've got biblical readers here, but we've also got those who aren't. Okay, let's just take the good old story of the three little pigs, can we?
if you don't want to turn to the Bible, would you turn to fairy tale number 37?
Yes, please.
The one after they all fall down.
Yeah. Years
ring
ago.
Around Rosie.
Yes, Dan.
There was a representative from the three little pigs story that hurt me and offended me.
In what
and
way?
I can't receive that book anymore.
Why? I'll heal. I will do some inner healing for Dan. What's wrong, Danny?
This isn't real.
The three little pigs?
It was actually a point I was making.
Oh, okay. Oh.
It's over.
You brought nothing. Can you stop eating your apple and like be a host like we pay you
this to
do?
This was good. It was good.
Apple was good or what we're saying
no,
is good?
No, the listeners who got what I said are going to let me know later.
I don't think there was zero.
They're going to be like, I got it. I know what you said.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. I want to hear back if there's one person on your
little pigs, Pearl. Back to the three little pigs.
Yeah, come on. Oh, the three little pigs, right? We don't even have to share the story, but it was only the one that built his house from bricks that the wolf couldn't blow down. Man, this is good. I'm getting a lot of stuff out of this right now.
You're downloading.
Okay, I'm thinking about it. The winds came. Okay, the one in the cardboard house and the house made of sticks, they were all fine.
You know that's the one that just wants to do it so quick, get the plan without reading the book fully?
Yes.
You know, just take me to Pinterest. I got it. That's a good cheesecake. I'm on the plan.
Oh, I love it, Serene. Okay, now we're really going to pinch in the little nerves here. Okay, but it's true. You're right. And then the cardboard one is just like, okay, only quick start for me. Just tell me what I can eat. Okay, so they build their house and they're good in that house while the sun's shining. And then what happens
Aunt
in the
Marge
story?
Comes to live and she's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, or the wind. Hold on. In your analogies, Aunt Marge usually makes the pecan pie.
Oh, I don't care, but you know what? Stories. We get a lot of letters and it's when the mother-in-law moves in.
Yes, or it's something happened, or the winds come, or you have to, you know, go live in, sports season comes. Your children are all in sports, or something happens. There's an illness in the family. The winds always come.
Mm-hmm.
And then the house made with bricks stood, Danny.
But it's the wolf that blew.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where it comes
from. You're mixing the three little pigs with the wind in the Bible.
No, but guess what? Hey, you're being like Mr. Naughty.
I'm just letting you know.
Hey, I don't care. The wolves can be whatever, the volleyball season. That's the wolves. It's the wind. It's the wolves. Whatever you want it to be.
Hey, usually, Dan, you're bringing precious truths out of what we... Okay, we toss the ball to you and Dan's like, yeah. And it makes me think of this. And we're like, yes, Dan.
Did you have a fight with the female species before you came here? And you're just like, you know, continuing?
No, I find the mix of parables to be fantastic.
I know what's going on. His son is here today.
Yes.
And he has to be like macho Dan, you know.
Yeah.
Can't receive it from a woman.
Look at him over there.
I know. He's got the hoodie up.
Yeah.
It's like it looks like one of John's kids.
What is it with teenagers these days and hoodies? It happens around adults. They put the hoodie up to protect themselves from the adults.
From the adult
the loogies, especially the loogies of us, Pearl.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, we went from the Bible to three little pigs, but just because not everybody is on board with us with the Bible, but Proverbs, anyone can get anything from. But then we brought the three little pigs because, hey, that's just wisdom.
Yeah. And I just want to say this too. The lady I met up on the Anarchista tourist trap.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm saying tourist trap, it costs us $22 a pop, even for every child to get up there.
Oh my gosh.
That's not for food or rides. But
no.
Guess what?
That's a trap.
Guess
it's like
what?
$1,000.
It was fall break or something like that.
Yes, it was.
And it took like 4 hours to get up there, waiting in lines.
Oh, no.
And then because there were so many people starting and stopping that little ski lift thing, it took you 3 hours on the ski lift to go like, I mean, it felt like it. And it was getting kind of hot and bees were getting in the ski lift because I had to take the little closed-in one because I had a stroller and the baby and everything like that. Okay, so we felt like we were getting carted off to Alcatraz by the time we got up there.
Yeah.
Then once we get up there, we can't ride the rides because it's a 3-hour wait.
Oh.
So why? So then you're just stuck there all day on
so
top of the hill.
So you paid $22.
And you don't want to go stand in line because you're standing for 3 hours. So you just kind of walk around in like Groundhog Day, just like I'm
but
just
you
want to
get your money's
around.
Worth on top of the hill, so you stay there.
You don't you just eat the barbecue sandwich. That's what Sam and the children do. But anyway, I met this lovely lady up there, and she was saying, and this is exciting. It really was. She looked fantastic.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about the wait for her. She came, she had tears in her eyes, and she said, "Listen, you know, generationally, her family members, they had diabetes, and they all kind of their bodies just kind of packed it in at a certain age." And she's like, I feel like it's changed my family's life. Because look, here I am walking around up here on this hill. I feel fantastic. But my mom, my dad, they're back at the hotel. They can't do this because of their diabetes,
yes.
Because they don't feel so great. But I'm going to be around for my grandchildren. I'm going to be doing these wonderful holidays with them. I'm going to be able to be present.
Yes.
And it's all because I've changed my diet, and I'm being proactive, and I'm getting knowledge. And she had tears in her eyes, and she was saying, "Thank you." But I want to say thank you to her,
yeah.
Because she's the one that's done all the work. But the point being is, Danny.
Tell me.
She had built
uh-huh.
a new house.
Yeah.
She had built a new house, not just for her, but for her generations to come. And that's where, once the fuffs had kind of settled down a little bit, I got to pick up the Bible again, you know.
Good.
And I went down to verse 18 in the same chapter of Proverbs, chapter 14. It said, "The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge." And I got to thinking again. I'm like, oh, wow. I've heard it so many times. Well, you know, this is just what we do. You know, I grew up in a house that ate canned food, and we just eat ice cream around the TV every night. That's how we relax. That's just what we do. That's just what we do. That's what my dad liked to do. That's what the granddad, that's it's just, you know.
Our love language.
Yes. Like, we love to eat donuts on a Saturday morning, you know, at the game or blah, blah, blah. This is just what we do. And it got me thinking about that sweet lady who was saying, you know, I'm not carrying on generationally what has gone on here. She wasn't going to inherit the folly.
Ooh,
inherit,
okay.
You
so
see, is a download. It's kind of like what you're going to take from family that's gone on before you.
Yeah.
She refused. She's like, line in the sand, no more. I'm not going to inherit this folly. And when I read this verse, I'm like, wow. Because it's kind of like what, Pearl, when we wrote the book, we wrote the starter, the plan book, and we were like, this is not just for you. No, it was the table.
Yeah.
It was the table cookbook. We're like, this is the beginning of a whole new generational line.
Read this verse again.
So the simple inherit folly. So it's we're being simple.
Because you're passing along and accepting it.
Yes. You're just like, you're not thinking into it. You're not looking into it with like, how can I see the next part? It says, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. It's knowledge that sets you free.
Yeah.
Truth, right? It sets you free.
Yes.
And so when we have this knowledge of health, it's a crown upon our head.
And knowledge only comes by taking the time to get it.
That's
or
right.
To give yourself, you know, that.
So I'm not saying people are dumb, but it's a simple thing. It's just simple. It's just that they're not looking into it. And they, when you be simple and you don't actually look around you to see the damage, see what's gone on before, you're not learning from history. You're inheriting folly.
So true, Serene. But that happens generation after generation. That's why I'm still so excited about our homeschooling curriculum too. You know, that we are actually, we've written this not only for mothers now, but for the next generation. These children can learn these things for themselves and then not inherit folly. Say, okay, it stops. It stops here. Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
Psalms here.
Yes, Leslie.
I've come to just accept your words, but I feel like, really like fodder, but I have a lot of the same words. But what is a folly?
Folly, you don't know what a folly.
Like we're being raised with folly.
No, the word folly.
No, folly is a, of course, she's Leslie
like
Pasal. She wasn't raised with a King James Bible, Serene.
Ooh. So you like folly some kind of dolly or something?
Yeah, like folly rhymes with solly. I don't know. Like,
No, like folly is like is silliness. Like folly is
foolishness.
Foolishness. There you go, foolishness.
It gets pretty real when you wire the dopamine hit caused by sugar with like family love and a hug and a grandmother that nurtures. That's more powerful than I think we're conscious of.
I know, and look at you, Dan. I mean, you have not—you've refused to inherit folly.
Yeah.
You've changed it generationally for your children.
Yeah,
I mean,
actually,
you were raised in a certain way, and now you are the opposite with your family. You're like, it's not going to go past me.
I mean, look at you. Okay, so we've talked about this before. You were raised in the hood. I mean, your mom did the best she could, right? But she was a single mom in Memphis. You were out selling drugs when you were 14 with a gun in your back pocket, okay?
13, yeah.
Now I look at your...
It was Pop-Tarts.
I look at you and you Pop-Tarts in front of the TV. No vegetables. I look at your son here, strapping young boy. I mean, he doesn't have a gun in his pocket.
He's probably like cage-free eggs and organic tufts of spinach.
Well, I mean, you know, he doesn't have to walk the streets being worried about beaten up. Why? Because you decided not to inherit folly.
That's so good. And you know, they'll often ask me, like, why can't I have, like, he'll tell you this, like, why can't I have that Coke or whatever? And I'll always answer, I'll say, well, because I love you so much and I don't want to poison your body. You know, and we have balance. I mean, there's occasional treats and stuff. But like, when it's like, why can't I have another one? Or why, you know, or like, I'm kind of like...
Why can't you buy Cokes in your grocery cart?
Why can't I have it Monday morning after the vacay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I've never been a parent who's like, oh, all right, put it in the cart. I've always just been like, I love you and I know what's good for you and what's poison. And so...
I think this is really... You were touching on something that's really interesting. The dopamine around love and family and the foods that happened around those really good times, right? And usually that involves sugar, so we associate it with love and a good time.
For sure.
And I think that's okay. Us three, we've all had parties about, hey, it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever. For goodness sake, enjoy yourselves with your family. Have that time. Don't worry about it unless you know it's going to derail you.
And then there's plenty of wonderful treats to make that are going to taste great. But you know yourself. You know who you are. You know
but
how
But you're still going to live. And so let's just say be balanced and allow your children, if you're out, you know, to have that thing. But here's where it changes. Like what you said, do you allow it in your shopping cart? And that's when I say no. That's when you've said no, Danny. And that's when Serene says no. And that is when you stop inheriting folly, because it's the things you do over and over again, which are the things that matter.
Yeah.
And hey, twist it around. Like, twist the whole conversation around. It would be totally folly for me to be on a holiday on Anacostia Hill and be in a bad mood and be giving my family dirty looks because they're eating the white bread barbecue.
Yeah.
Right? So there's that beautiful balance where knowledge is right there in that beautiful balanced place where you got the knowledge, but you also got the knowledge that control is dangerous.
Yeah.
And over
extremism is also not building the house.
Exactly.
In a good way.
It's tearing it down because they're going to get out of the home and say, McDonald's, here I come.
Yeah, the cart, the grocery cart kind of represents when we've crossed over from how do I phrase it? Like, where you're just out in the world and treats come your way. Yeah. And so you're gracious and thankful and you don't sweat it. Like, for me, that my grocery cart is when it is now becoming like a practice.
A choice.
That I'm
And it represents who you are.
It really does. And you know, I'll tell you, we're coming
up. Oh, that's huge. Your grocery cart represents who you are. Huge. That is actually more profound than I think you realize you said.
Well, it's like that old phrase, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. I know that's not like you are in your mental identity, but you certainly are in your cellular body what you eat.
Right.
What you put in there is definitely taking form and shaping the way we look and the way we feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary.
Of spinach tufting?
No, of dungeon death.
Oh.
Because...
Dungeon death.
I'm shocked and horrified.
Because I was putting the irresistible little blue tins of cookies that they sell on the holidays.
Yes.
Next to the eggnog at Kroger's. What are they called? The Danish cookies.
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you
about year you've been doing that?
No. Last year is when I was keeping them in stock.
From the dungeon and death.
Keeping them in stock in my house, and it was all subconscious. I was just like, I just love these cookies. They're so simple and perfect, and you can just, it's like a little wafer in your mouth and just pop, pop, pop. And this is the guilt-free way to have treats. But the
thing, because it came from Kroger's and, you know, not Piggly Wiggly. It felt a little bit like an upper-class cleaner treat.
Cleaner. Yeah, but the thing is...
Oh, you can get some clean treats at Whole Foods that would do the same thing. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh,
that people buy at Trader Joe's and it's guilt-free.
It is.
Because it's Trader Joe's.
Guilt-free.
Well, it's like...
The more expensive places. Guilt-free sugar, everybody.
Oh, this is Giardari's or whatever it's called.
No, you know what'll kill you, too? Like, I'll be in line somewhere and it's like, oh, well, these are the gluten-free donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, only 40 grams of sugar, but they're gluten-free.
Oh, yes. It's a big trap these days.
So we're straight. We're good. We're gluten-free. Like, we're eating the healthy donut. It's not the healthy donut. It's the poison donut.
Yes.
If it has refined white sugar in it. So I mean, I know we're sounding hard, like hardcore, like superstar food people.
But we're not, because we're saying have the barbecue sandwich, people. Have the Thanksgiving pie. But you are what you are on Monday morning and when you go and grocery shopping. And it was true. Like, Pearl, my children, I mean, I stuck to my yuck yums and sourdough bread sandwiches because that's me, right? That's just you. Me. It's just my whole makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But my family, when they were out, they did all the treats.
Yes.
But when we went to the Kroger's to stock our cabin.
Yes.
It was organic greens and Gouda cheese and, you know.
Eggs.
Total eggs and just everything. Organic black beans. It was all right down the plan.
And we're not saying you have to have organic black beans, but yeah, it makes you feel better, right?
Hey, yeah, it was crotches.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Look, so the deal is, especially like holidays coming up, I mean, even without holidays, I feel like I'm offered enough sugar treats that if for me to like put a like any sugar in my car, this is Dan V, right? I'm not like broadcasting what telling anybody how to live their life. I'm just saying if I put sugar in my cart at the grocery store, it is like I've already overdosed by saying yes to like literally daily sugar offerings from a free
now,
sample
this is Dan
or
V.
Now, family.
Talking to the mamas who are wise in building, they may want to choose which ones they're going to say yes to.
Oh, yeah. Like, but you're going to cook stuff and bake stuff. But I just feel like I'm always out in the world.
Yeah.
And at the bank, there's a plate of cookies. There's like.
Yeah. Do you snatch one each time? Because that can add up. Then.
Not each time because like what I was saying about my death spiral coming up on my 1 year anniversary, I was putting these Danish cookies in my cart because when I was a kid, that was the cookie of choice on my counter.
Right.
And so I really, as soon as I see that blue tin, my hand reaches out and grabs them.
And you associate it with good times and love.
Oh, love. And that was one of the, my mom always, like that was our treat at Christmas and those were happy times. And so it's interesting that I walk past better sugar, like tastier sugar.
Mm.
Like it's got like whipped cream on top, but I'll go for this basic plain Danish cookie because there's this little path in my brain
it's
well trod from my childhood.
Who's that singer that used to sing with Garth Brooks, country singer, blonde lady, a little older now?
She married him. No. Trisha Yearwood.
Oh yeah, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good on you, mate.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
hey, I'm out of the loop. I live up here on the hilltop. Trisha Yearwood, wonderful
song.
She's
like mega famous.
The song Remembers
She had
When.
She had
her own thing, but I was trying to remember.
I'm sorry, Trisha.
No, Trisha, we love you. I'm just trying to
we
say.
We love you, Patricia.
There's so many blonde country singers out there, so I had to put her with the Garth. Yeah. I didn't know they got married. Sorry. I threw my TV out before they got married, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, Trisha, the song Remembers When.
Yeah, this.
The cookie remembers when.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does.
It's very strong. It's like it brings back all the good times.
It really does. Yeah, that's deep stuff. And like, you know, you can, you know, you may be jacked for life, but like you can cook and provide an alternative, I think, to your kids of what they're going to be embedded or imprinted with for their happy memories.
Well, it's my children, that cranberry pie,
yours are going to be
cranberry pie, that
guilt gone cranberry pie.
That has become many thousands of homes a happy
place now.
Do your children think of Thanksgiving when they see that?
Yes, they think of your guilt gone cranberry pie, and many thousands of homes do. Thank you for that recipe, Serene, because it's delicious. It tastes festive, and yet it has replaced many a sugary thing. Because let's just say on Thanksgiving, you might want to have Aunt Marge's pecan pie, right? But it's not just on Thanksgiving. It's around Thanksgiving.
It's the whole month.
Oh,
it's
dude.
Around.
No, it's already started. Like, let's get real. Those pumpkin spice lattes are coming out of those drive-thru windows.
Mm.
And like the minute that Starbucks puts the P word out on their menu, everybody.
That is Thanksgiving.
Everybody's donning a scarf and going.
The minute you see it, you're putting on your Han Solo tall leather brown boots.
Yeah, you are.
And
it's Hallmark gear.
Look at how Leslie pops here. She's in a bright orange orange blazer
with her red hair. Festive. She could be the cutest be of the cute pumpkin. The wee pumpkin.
She's a wee jack-o'-lantern pumpkin today.
Let's just capture her on film.
And that's the fact. That is it, right? That's why I have to do you notice me holding my nurturing cup today?
Yes.
Because the leaves, they are a-dropping.
They are a-dropping.
And so you have to have these smart, wise body building, not body building as in a man muscles, but building your house of your body alternatives.
Yes.
Or you're going to fall back into the folly. So that's why I'm nursing my wonderful matcha ninny today.
And where
so
can they good. Find that pumpkin hot nog, Pearl? Is it on the website or where is
your
it?
Your pumpkin not hot nog? It's yes. so good. It's on our member site. But I can
fill a whole carafe. I make it for the day, a whole big carafe. And then I just.
What's a carafe in English?
A carafe is like one of those things that keeps things hot.
Yeah.
Like you make it and then you pour it in there and you know.
I think it is
a giraffe.
In the US
pour it in a giraffe. Is it carafe? Is it?
I don't know, John.
I was being cheeky.
Yeah, you.
Is there such a word as carafe here?
Yes, but I know it as a.
Sorry, John.
A carafe.
John is speaking
for wine.
Oh, but
Europe over here is a carafe is a glass with a bottom belly shape.
Oh, really?
It looks like a vase.
Yeah.
But yes. You put wine in it to breathe, carafe.com.
Okay, but what's that stuff that keeps... I've seen it at Walmart called carafe. It's metal, it's double-walled, stainless steel, and it keeps your hot drinks hot all day, and then you can press on the little black lever at the bottom.
What's
and
that
it will,
called?
A thermos. It's something you'd have on like a Whole Foods, like little place where people go pour their coffee.
Yeah,
or
I know exactly what Serene means. You haven't you had it at some of our doodads?
No, it's not a doodad like that. It's a carafe, people.
What's the moral of this story,
Yes,
Pearl?
A coffee carafe. A C-A-R-A-F-E.
Okay, the moral is, and thank you, Danny, for bringing us back, is
you
find those replacements to build new dopamine pathways, Danny.
Build them dopes.
Because we've got to redeem those memories. We've got to take them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want, you know.
Because you don't want to inherit folly. Okay, so on certain days you can inherit all the folly you want. There's maybe there's 3 days in the year.
But you know what? You sniff it when it's healthy and you sniff it when it's not. What I mean by that is not healthy food. I know I can sniff the air and know that what I'm doing is okay. It's a treat. Then I can sniff the air and know that I'm being obsessive.
I can get the whole sniff thing, but you try.
Okay, no, just let me know. Okay, hear me out. We're saying people can have Aunt Marge's pie. And the other token was saying, hey, you got to know when to rein it in.
Yeah.
So what I say is there's a sniffer to your conscience.
Oh.
You know, like a hound dog sniffs. And there's a certain sniff that you can sniff when you're being naughty and you can sniff when you're being nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I tell myself sometimes, even with things without food, like things that, you know, I sniff and I'll be like, that's okay. You know, my conscience, that's okay. And other times I'm like, sniff, no, you better go say sorry.
Yeah.
I sniff a sorry. So I'm just saying with food, you can sniffer. I need
but
to rein
that in.
But
if someone is coming from a sugary lifestyle, they don't really have the sniffer that's really full on board sometimes.
Okay,
the sniffer's just a little broken.
Yeah.
So it takes a while to build the house to the sniffer. Gets a little more sensitive.
Well, you know when Danny said, well, you're jacked, but you're going to change it for your children. I'm saying, no, you're not. You're going to get yourself a sniffer.
Yeah.
That will know. Like you, Pearl, you have a very good sniffer.
I do.
You know how to go on a cruise and on Thanksgiving and have that little piece. You don't get a large piece. You get one piece, but you choose which of all the things you're going to have and you just have one.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday morning, you're back. You throw everything out of your house. You're back at Walmart. You're getting the cage-free eggs. You're
totally.
Getting the knife. I mean, your sniff is quite pristine.
It's very focused, but that's true. It takes a while to get that good sniffer and I'm glad I totally get the sniffer now, Serene. And so, Dan says you're jacked. You might start off jacked, but you can hone the sniffer so that when you're doing this as a life, day in, day out, grocery cart, all of that, when it's your lifestyle, when you're building this house on a daily basis, you know, then you've developed this. It doesn't start straight away and you don't have to be perfect. All you have to have is a sniffer.
And that's why you need a sniffer is because it's not as simple as bad and good. All sugar foods are bad. We're never going to partake. That's not real.
Right.
There are times when, no, to really live this life, you're going to enjoy a piece of Aunt Marge's pie. You're going to be watching It's a Wonderful Life, arm around your hubby. You're all got your sniffing handkerchiefs out. And you're having a great time. You know, the fire is the – that
so
sniffer,
delightful.
The sniffer says, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, but if you can't just say, this is bad because it has sugar, I'm not going to partake. So it's not – because it's not black and white, you need a sniffer.
So true.
Simple Caesar, snifter, snifter.
Yeah.
There you go. I actually like where this has come.
Yeah.
Because the sniffer is where it's at.
Yeah.
But it takes time to develop the sniffer.
Yeah.
It takes mess ups.
Yes, yep. It does. It
takes you messing up. Yeah. It takes day in, day out. It takes long term. It won't be there tomorrow because it, you know, as we said, you're continually building this
house. We
could
do a whole potty on the sniffer. The sniffer gets to the point where it helps you juggle and freestyle. Mm. The sniffer says, you haven't had enough carbohydrates.
Yeah.
The sniffer says you're in a rut.
Yeah.
Because it's not, and it's spiritually the sniffer is there for me. Because some things aren't just black and white. It's like sometimes, so you know, it's not okay for my children to stay up and watch a movie. And other times it is, even though it's midweek and it's a school night. My sniffer says, nah, it's okay. Give them a break tonight. My other sniffer says, put them to bed, you know, right. At different
and
times.
And it's the way we raise our children too. Some of our children, you know, just have to mention one thing to them and they're, oh, sorry. And others are like, I'm telling, get over here. They're hard-headed.
You gotta hang them by their toes.
Yeah. Use the rack. No, I'm kidding.
So sometimes you don't raise by rules. You raise by your sniffer. And you got to build your house by your sniffer.
You do. And that sort of ended in an interesting way. We ended with the sniffer and we started with fluffs.
Fluffs. But the main point is the wise woman builds a house and the simple inherit folly.
There we go.
And the three little pigs, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what that happened to them.
Wrapped that meat pod fod up. See ya. Trim off your mom on my way. And then I'll be
trim off your mama to stay. Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.